We're talking today with Oklahoma Senator James Lankford. Senator, you've had a chance to sit down and talk with the proposed nominee for the U.S. Trade Representative's office, proposed Ambassador Robert Lighthizer. Give me a kind of an overview of the conversation you had with him.
So we spent a lot of time talking about his ag perspective, manufacturing perspective, how we actually open up markets in Asia. Obviously, we're dealing with low commodity prices here in the United States, and so it becomes exceptionally important to be able to open up additional markets and locations, be able to put our products out there. A lot of our conversation centered around Asia and around Central and South America and how we're trying to be able to move some products in. We talked a lot about trying to beat New Zealand to be able to get to those different contracts, to try to open up beef production, for instance. China has already agreed to be able to accept U.S. beef, but they haven't actually done it. How we can actually push them to actually accept beef more than just verbally, but actually physically do it, opening up the Japanese market we talked about significantly, and then trying to figure out how to be able to get there. He worked in the past for Senator Dole from Kansas, and so he understands our issues very well, being a neighbor and understanding our economy. So that was not unfamiliar to him, but the key focus is how do we actually get moving on it? And quite frankly, step one for him was he's got to get confirmed, which is being held up by some Democratic members right now. So we've got to get him confirmed so we can get him on board and get him to work.
I know that in the case of our relationship with the Japanese, that's been one that the beef industry has pointed to quite a bit, that the Australians have a significant difference, a tariff advantage over us, something that was going to be fixed by TPP, but now we've got to go back, I guess, on a bilateral basis.
We do have to go on a bilateral agreement. Now, he has some experience in the past of working bilateral agreements in previous administrations. His preference, as well as President Trump's preference, is not to do a multilateral with a whole group of nations, but to do them one at a time, one nation to another nation, and to try to be able to resolve that. Now, we did talk about NAFTA as well, as President Trump has often mentioned that he wants to get rid of NAFTA. My conversation with him was NAFTA has actually been a benefit to Oklahoma agriculture. I don't want to have baby with a bathwater issue here. He agreed with that and said changes that need to be made to NAFTA need to make sure that we actually help in the ag issues and continue to be able to protect its progress.
Tell me about, you obviously indicated that we've got some issues with getting him confirmed. Where do we stand on that?
I would assume that his confirmation is probably the first week of May or the last week of April at this point. He's been blocked and being held up by some other pieces of legislation, quite frankly, unrelated to him, as some of the Democrats are trying to get some leverage to be able to move some other things. But we need to be able to get trade open. This trade is not a Republican-Democrat issue. It's an American issue. And so we've got to be able to open this back up. So right now the target is we would force it to a vote by the end of April. Fortunately or unfortunately, however you have a perspective on it, Congress is not in session the week before Easter and the week after Easter. It's time to be able to be back in our states to be able to visit with people. So we're in session all of next week. Primary focus is trying to deal with Neil Gorsuch. I'm trying to push to be able to get Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue on board next week as well before we leave. That's been one of my prime pushes with leadership. And then we'll have the 2 weeks around Easter and then be back and try to be able to deal with our trade representative as well that week.
I know that you mentioned Sonny Perdue. The Senate Ag Committee did push forward his confirmation today, this morning. So we're in a position where it could be considered by the full Senate, I would assume.
We are positioned for that. The problem is when we're dealing with Neil Gorsuch, there are certain rules we deal with around any executive branch nominee that you've got cloture rules and what things can be brought up at the same time, side by side. You can have what's called unanimous consent and bring it up at the same time. But not every Democrat agrees with Sonny Perdue, and so they're not allowing consent to bring him up. So we would have to make time in the floor calendar to be able to push off our Supreme Court nominee to be able to get him on the floor at the same time. So I've asked leadership and have talked to multiple folks to be able to help navigate how do we get consensus that before we leave we're able to get Sonny Perdue on board. That's a big issue for Oklahoma, quite frankly, and there are quite a few things that are hanging out there, whether that be FSA and some of the fire-affected locations in western Oklahoma, or whether it be just some basic ag policy directions that people have to be able to prepare for. We can't do that until we've got a Secretary of Ag.
I know that I'd seen comments from Senator McConnell that basically, I guess, his top priority is to get Gorsuch successfully done by next Friday.
That's correct. Yeah, we will have a Supreme Court justice on the court by next Friday, Saturday morning at the latest. That is the focus for us to get done. It is important to do that because the spring session for the Supreme Court starts the weeks after that. And so we have to be able to have that person on board at the very beginning of the session so we can have a ninth justice there. Currently, with Justice Scalia's death, the only difference that it really made at this point was in the 6 weeks of last fall session. They do a short session in the fall. We only had eight justices there. The longer session is in the spring leading into early summer. That's the time when it's essential that we've got to have that ninth judge.
One last question, Senator. I know that you've had a chance to interact with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau group that's in D.C. this week, and one thing that you talked with them about was the fact that you believe that coming fairly soon will be talk and discussion over tax reform. What are your hopes there, including regarding the death tax?
Yeah, the death tax being one of those contentious things to some, not to me. We have got to deal with the death tax. It was moved from $1 million to $5 million several years ago. We should just move it completely out. There's no reason to be able to tax families after the death of an individual and to literally have Uncle Sam hovering over a coffin asking for his cut. That's a terrible position for the federal government to be in. So we hope to be able to get that and many other issues dealt with in tax policy done this summer. That's going to be a June, July, and September conversation that will happen. It will originate in the House of Representatives. By constitutional requirement, every revenue bill has to start in the House and then comes to the Senate for amendment. So we'll watch the House take that in June and early July, and then we'll watch it be able to navigate through the process, hopefully have it done by September.
Thank you, Senator. Senator James Langford talking with us from his Washington, D.C. office. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.